Today's lesson should be satisfying because we're going to construct the integers with our bare hands, and we'll be able to verify properties of the integers which in high school seemed rather mysterious. For instance, why is the product of a negative number with a negative number a positive number? Why is the product of a negative number with a positive number a negative number? Why is 4 minus 8 equal to minus 4? Things like that. I mean, high school teachers have ways of explaining these things that are not entirely satisfactory, but we will actually construct the integers with our bare hands and we'll be able to verify these properties with proofs. Okay, so that's where we're going today. So what we've already treated the natural numbers. We'll take the natural numbers as given. They're universally accepted, and we have indicated how they may be constructed in a formal manner. However, the number zero and the negative numbers are a different matter. It was not until the 15th century that the concept of zero and negative numbers started to take hold, for they did not correspond to explicit collections of objects, five fingers or 10 shoes, but rather to concepts. Zero books is the lack of books, minus four pens means, roughly speaking, that we owe someone four pens. After some practice, we get used to the negative numbers, but explaining in words what they mean is always a bit clumsy. In fact, it is sobering to realize that the Italian mathematicians of the 15th and 16th centuries referred to negative numbers in their formal writings as fictitious or absurd. Mathematics is in part a subject that we must get used to. It took several hundred years for mankind to get used to negative numbers. It is much more satisfying from a logical point of view to construct the integers from what we already have, that is, from the natural numbers. We proceed as follows. Let A, capital A, be the natural numbers cross the natural numbers. So the set of ordered pairs of natural numbers, we define a relation R on A as follows. A comma B is related to A star comma B star if A plus B star equals A star plus B. Theorem. The relation R that we just defined is an equivalence relation. Proof. That AB is related to AB follows from the trivial identity A plus B equals A plus B, hence R is reflexive. Second, if AB is related to A star B star, then A plus B star equals A star plus B, and hence A star plus B equals A plus B star, just reverse the equality, and therefore A star B star is related to AB, so R is symmetric. Finally, if AB is related to A star B star, and A star B star is related to A double star B double star, then we have A plus B star equals A star plus B, and A star plus B double star equals A double star plus B star. Adding these equations left side to left side and right side to right side gives A plus B star plus A star plus B double star equals A star plus B plus A double star plus B star. Canceling the A star and the B star from each side finally gives A plus B double star equals A double star plus B, and therefore A comma B is related to A double star comma B double star. So therefore R is transitive, and so R is an equivalence relation. Remark, we cheated a little bit in the proof that we just gave because we do not yet have negative numbers, and therefore we have not justified the process of canceling that we used. We cancel A star plus B star from both sides of the equation. The most rudimentary form of cancellation is axiom P4 of the natural numbers. And we'd like to ask you to think about using mathematical induction together with axiom P4 to prove that if A, B, C are natural numbers with A plus B equals C plus B, then A equals C. Okay, moving on. Our job is to understand the equivalence classes that are induced by R. Let A comma B be in N cross N, the natural numbers cross the natural numbers, and let brackets A comma B be the corresponding equivalence class. If B is greater than A, then we will denote this equivalence class by the integer B minus A. For example, the equivalence class 2 comma 7 will be denoted by 7 minus 2, which is 5. Notice that if A star comma B star is in this equivalence class, then A plus B star equals A star plus B, hence B star minus A star equals B minus A, as long as B is greater than A. Therefore, the numeral that we choose to represent our equivalence class is independent of which element of the equivalence class is used to compute it. If A comma B is in capital A and B equals A, then we let the symbol 0 denote the equivalence class A comma B. Notice that if A star B star is any other element of this particular equivalence class, then it must be that A plus B star equals A star plus B, hence B star equals A star, and therefore this definition is unambiguous. Finally, if A comma B is in A, and if A is greater than B, then we will denote the equivalence class A comma B by the symbol minus quantity A minus B. For instance, we will denote the equivalence class 7 comma 5, 7 comma 5, by the symbol minus 2. Once again, A star B star is related to AB. If that's the case, then the equation A plus B star equals A star plus B guarantees that our choice of symbol to represent A comma B is unambiguous. Thus, we have given our equivalence classes names, and those names look just like the names that we give to integers. There are positive integers, negative integers, and zero. But we want to see that these objects behave like integers. As you read on, use the informal mnemonic that the equivalence class A comma B stands for the integer B minus A. First, do these new objects that we have constructed add correctly? Well, let A be A comma B and C be C comma D be two equivalence classes. Define their sum to be A plus C equals little a plus little c comma little b plus little d. We must check that this is unambiguous. If A twiddle comma B twiddle is related to A comma B and C twiddle comma D twiddle is related to C comma D, then of course we know that A plus B twiddle equals A twiddle plus B, and C plus D twiddle equals C twiddle plus D. Adding these two equations gives A plus C plus B twiddle plus D twiddle equals A twiddle plus C twiddle plus B plus D. So that A plus C comma B plus D is related to A twiddle plus C twiddle comma B twiddle plus D twiddle. Thus adding two of our equivalence classes gives another equivalence class as it should. We use the phrase that addition of integers is well defined. This point is so important that it bears repeating. Each integer is an equivalence class. That is, each integer is a set. If we are going to add two integers m and n by choosing an element from the set m and another element from the set n, then the operation that we define had better be independent of the choice of elements. This is another way of saying that we want the sum of two equivalence classes to be another equivalence class. We call this the concept of well-definedness. Example. To add 5 and 3, we first note that 5 is the equivalence class 2 comma 7. 3 is the equivalence class 2 comma 5. We add them component-wise and find that the sum is 2 comma 7 plus 2 comma 5 equals 2 plus 2 comma 7 plus 5 equals 4 comma 12. What equivalence class is this answer? Well, of course, it's 12 minus 4, which is 8. So we've discovered the fact that 5 plus 3 equals 8. Now let us add 4 and minus 9. The first of these is the equivalence class 3 comma 7, and the second is the equivalence class 13 comma 4. 3 comma 7, because 7 minus 3 is 4. 13 comma 4, because 13 comma 4 is 9, but the 13 and the 4 are in the wrong order. The sum is therefore 3 plus 13 is 16, comma 7 plus 4 is 11, and this is the equivalence class that we call minus 16 minus 11, or minus 5. So we've discovered that 4 added to minus 5 gives, 4 added to minus 9 gives minus 5, and that's what we want. Next, we add minus 12 and minus 5. Previous experience leads us to expect the answer to be minus 17. Now, minus 12 is the equivalence class 19 comma 7. Minus 5 is the equivalence class 7 comma 2. The sum is 19 plus 7 is 26. 7 plus 2 is 9, and that's the equivalence class minus 17, as it should be. Finally, we can see in practice that our method of addition is unambiguous. Let us redo the second example using 6 comma 10 as the equivalence class for 4 and 15 comma 6 is the equivalence class for minus 9. Then the sum is 21 comma 16, and that's the equivalence class for minus 5, just as we want. That's the end for today. Thank you for listening.